Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Monday afternoon, June 30th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Efforts to get that promotion at your job can involve not only hard work, but also strategy. We'll cover that in our next segment. But right now, the holiday shortened week is highlighted by Thursday's release of the Big Government Jobs Report for June, offering insights into the labor market and the economy. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gus Fauché, Chief Economist, PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Gus, thank you for joining us today. And yes, Jobs Day, it's typically a Friday, but Friday is the 4th of July, so Thursday is Jobs Day this year. And what can we expect as far as hiring in the month of June is concerned?
We will see hiring, but we'll see slower job growth than what we've experienced in the rest of 2025. We expect to see job gains of about 105,000 in June. That's a softer number than what we've got, but still enough to keep the economy going. And then we also expect a slight increase in the unemployment rate from 4.2% to 4.3% in June. It's been a 4.2% for the past few months. Still a solid labor market, but there are indications that hiring is slowing.
And this seems to line up with the belief that layoffs are still relatively low, but companies are also reluctant to hire as well.
That's right. I think that businesses, with all of the tariffs, all the uncertainty that that's creating, they don't want to be expanding right now. They want to hold on to their existing workers. Maybe if a worker leaves, they'll replace her. But certainly, you know, they may say, okay, we can deal with some attrition for now. We can always hire later on if the economy remains strong through the rest of 2025.
And then other numbers coming out this week, we do have readings on manufacturing and auto sales, along with construction spending. And once again, all three of those data points line up with what you were talking about when it comes to hiring, and that is the tariff uncertainty may be hanging over everything.
That's right. We expect to see basically flat construction spending in May. Home building is soft, with mortgage rates close to 7% and higher costs from tariffs. Excuse me. We see that manufacturing activity is weak because businesses are uncertain about the environment and they don't want to increase production tremendously. And then we continue to see just overall softer economic growth. No indication that the recession is imminent, but the economy is looking not quite as solid as it was at the beginning of 2025.
Now, this is called a big, beautiful bill, Gus, and I feel like we can't really analyze what it can do in 30 seconds, but if everything goes President Trump's way, he will sign that tax and spending bill into law by the 4th of July. And what do analysts say about its potential economic impact? I mean, big tax cuts, but also big spending cuts as well.
That's right. I think overall in the near term, it's going to be a net positive for growth. I think we'll see the federal government's budget deficit increase, which means that we'll be taxing less. We will see some spending cuts, but I think the tax cuts will outweigh that. So it'll be a positive for growth in the near term. On the other hand, it does mean larger budget deficits, more federal government borrowing, and that's going to crowd out private investment. It's going to push up interest rates over the longer run. And so that could mean weaker economic growth, not in 2025 or 2026, but a few years down the road.
Gus Fauché, Chief Economist, PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, reasons why you're not getting that promotion at work and what you can do to change things.
Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Working hard isn't always enough. Subtle mistakes can be reasons someone isn't getting promoted at work. Joining us to discuss is Jason Wachtel, Managing Partner, J.W. Michaels & Company in Chicago. Jason, thank you for joining us today. And why the angst over not getting that big promotion is almost as old as work itself. And, you know, when I was a kid, just based on watching TV commercials, Jason, the secrets to getting that big promotion at work involved the hair club for men and Mentos, the fresh maker. So you had a fresh breath at work. But it's a little more complicated than that.
Yes, it's definitely not what it was. If you are looking to get a raise or promotion, you cannot sit back and wait for it to happen. You have to be aggressively fighting for yourself, going the extra mile so you get noticed by your boss and you get put on their radar for promotion.
And some of this is just basic behavioral stuff that you may not be aware of or may not be cognizant of, but it seems like when you're in the office, every minute, every second counts. There's no like, hey, how's it hanging? That kind of conversation. Every conversation with your direct supervisor needs to be purposeful. Don't waste his or her time. And also, don't be above self-promotion.
Correct. I think there's a few fundamental things. The first thing, to bring it back old school, is try to get to work early, try to stay to work late. Your boss will appreciate the fact that when you're in the office, you are pushing and it gets noticed. When you're speaking to your boss, you're not part of the finance bros. You're addressing someone politely. You're asking good questions and you're always positioning yourself as looking out for the best interest for the company.
And I used to say this too, that you're not hired because you're a swell guy. That's tangential to what you bring to the table. You're hired because you can solve problems for them. So when we talk about self-promotion, keep a list of wins, have a list of ideas, come up with ways that you can solve your company's problems.
That's exactly right. And also I would add to what you just mentioned is, how did you make the company money? How did you save the company money? Or how did you solve a problem that was critical for the organization? Those three things are probably paramount to showing your value to the company, not just for now, but in the future.
And then not only just, you know, demonstrating your value and keeping a list of your wins and possibly coming up with a list of ideas to solve the problems of how do you make your company money or save your company money. It's also, you know, it's vibes, too. At the end of the day, you want to be around people who are just fun to be around, and you should have positive energy in the office, too.
Correct. I mean, what we see at J.W. Michaels, we'll get surprised sometimes where somebody looks perfect on paper. They go through four or five rounds of interviews and we get a call from the hiring manager that the person is not the right fit. And when it comes down to it, we don't need to be best friends, but we want to enjoy our time together in the office. So being a personality fit is equally as important in most cases as being qualified for that job you're interviewing for.
Now, define personality fit. Is it just like having a good personality and just being kind of positive and a go-getter and having good energy? Or do you have to like carry yourself like a movie star? You have to walk into the room and light it up the moment you walk in. Is it physical or is it mental? Is it personality?
You know, although we'd all like to walk in looking like George Clooney or Denzel Washington, or, you know, as an employee, The more important thing is, are you respectful? Are you professional? Are you collegial? And are you appropriate at work? You could be the most brilliant person in the world, but if you're, say, making inappropriate comments, it's going to get you noticed in a poor way very quickly. So coming in, being a good citizen, being a good person, not being loud, not being obnoxious, just figuring out how people conduct themselves and mirroring yourself similar to the people that have been there for 5 or 10 years.
Jason Wachtel, Managing Partner, J.W. Michaels & Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, the rise of Raising Cane's to become one of the top three chicken chains in the country.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Raising Cane's, the fast casual chain specializing in chicken fingers, has now surpassed KFC to become the number three U.S. chicken chain, trailing only Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. Joining us to discuss what's behind their rapid growth and popularity and expansion is R.J. Hadavi, head of Palo Alto-based analytical research firm, foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI. R.J., thank you for joining us today. Now, I don't claim to be one of the marketing analysis leaders in this country. I am just a mere business radio show host, R.J. I just ask the questions. However, I think I know the reason why Raising Cane's has experienced this explosive growth, and that is because of my 6-year-old daughter, Gwendolyn, who loves Raising Cane's and could literally eat Raising Cane's sauce with practically every meal.
Yeah, I'm not going to dispute that, Rob. And to be honest, my daughters are fans as well, so I can certainly relate. But it is an interesting phenomenon, and I think really, if you look back the last 10 years in the restaurant space, this might be the real breakthrough story in the overall restaurant industry. Raising Cane's obviously has grown from its Southeast roots, and now they are pretty much a nationwide concept. Obviously, have a lot of locations here in the Chicago area, and it's a combination of things. I think simplicity is kind of the thing that people point to, the fact that it's a very streamlined menu that allows them to get people through drive-through lines very quickly. But to your point, I mean, they've done an outstanding job on marketing. They've done a lot of things that have gone viral, have done well with the teenager audience. Plus, they're excellent operators. They find the right locations. And it's just really kind of clicking on all levels for the company.
And is Chick-fil-A all of the, Raising Cane's? Chick-fil-A is number one, but Raising Cane's is number three behind Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. What is their store model? Do they have franchisees, or is each Raising Cane's location owned by the company?
It's a little bit unique in the fact that their current 900 locations are all company owned. They don't have a franchisee model, which is very different from what we've seen across the QSR space. Typically, you see anywhere between 80 and 99% franchised. They're a little bit unique. They're kind of adopting what we see with more like Chipotle and others, which are usually corporate owned. So it's interesting that they right now are the ones who put up all the capital for growth. I don't think there's any plans for them to franchise anytime soon. And I think they like the ability to maintain that control, that experience. And I think that's been a big part of their success. So I think that as they look to open up 100 locations this year and continue to push on to many more over the years to come, I think they're going to continue with the corporate model.
Now, I joke about my daughter's love of the cane sauce, but is that the secret sauce? No pun intended. Does that give them their edge, the Cane's chicken sauce?
I think it helps out a lot, too, the fact that the sauce is popular enough to be sold as an individual product on its secret menu. I think that is a big part of what drives people in, but it's also part of the simplicity of it all, the fact that they're not doing limited time offers, that they're not doing different sauces. This is exactly what we offer, and it's worked with the consumers at this point, too. So I do think that the sauce that is popular as this has been a big part of what's driven it, but I think there's obviously other aspects that certainly played into their success as well.
R.J. Hadavi, head of Palo Alto-based analytical research firm, foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI. Thank you for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. Still ahead, adult education for finances, plus our Monday stock picker.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Republicans push to get President Trump's tax and spending bill passed by Friday. Drivers in Illinois face a gasoline tax increase that kicks in tomorrow. Adults can go to school to gain knowledge and understanding of real-world finances. It's Stock Picker Monday. We'll get suggestions from an investing pro. Business, the markets are higher. The Dow is up 176 points, NASDAQ up 47, the S&P 500 up 15. 85 degrees right now in Chicago under partly sunny skies, going up to 88 today. It's 12:31. Topping our news at the half hour. The Senate is considering President Trump's bill of tax breaks and spending cuts after some weekend setbacks. An all-night session to consider proposed amendments, the so-called Voterama, abruptly postponed. Now it's underway. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the bill reins in what he considers unsustainable expansions to state Medicaid rolls.
The expansion population is 90% paid for by the federal taxpayers. And so what do states do? They game the system to get more federal money. They add more people to the rolls. And so you have people on the rolls today who are here illegally, and people on the rolls here today who are not eligible for this program, and you have people here today for whom there is in that program for whom there's no work requirement. And so what this does, it makes some reform.
The voting marathon is expected to last all day. Illinois drivers will pay a bit more at the pump starting tomorrow. The state's gas tax is going up again as part of an annual automatic increase tied to inflation. Patrick DeHaan is the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy.
Total taxes in Illinois are now going to be above 60 cents per gallon, compared to about 49.8 cents in Indiana and just 32.9 cents of state gasoline taxes and fees in Wisconsin.
Under state law, gas tax dollars can only be used for roads, bridges, and other infrastructure projects. It's 12:32 as the Noon Business Hour continues. Markets are higher again today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital and author of the book Calculated Risk, based in Chicago. Mike, thanks for joining us today. And is this simply a case of momentum carrying the markets, or are they reacting to the possibility of more trade deals and this tax and spending bill being on the five-yard line?
Well, good afternoon, Rob, and thanks for having me on. Well, first of all, the markets are reacting to what was a good first quarter earnings season. We'll see in July what the second quarter holds. And, you know, the sound you hear is retail investors chasing this rally. You know, once we got over 6,000 and then we got approached all-time highs in the S&P, you know, FOMO just has kicked in here. And, you know, from 40 years in the markets, I've seen FOMO get a heck of a lot crazier than it is now. And so, you know, we'll have to see what the data comes in at. We got a pretty weak print for PCE on Friday, which shows inflation is not really showing up as much as people thought. But we also got a poor personal income print as well, which means the consumer is questionable for the second half of this year. So we'll have to see what the data holds. Right now, we're at all-time highs here in S&P. You know, that makes me nervous. Some people get excited about that. It actually makes me pretty nervous that we're getting close to 25 times earnings in the S&P again. It definitely can keep going, but if we get any bad news, which there's many things that could happen that would derail this rally, but you know, if we get some in the second half, you know, we could drop 10-20% here.
Now, today is the last day of the second quarter and the midpoint of the year. And if you fell asleep on January 5th, let's say, and woke up yesterday and looked at the market performance, you would say, well, that makes sense, but you missed all the other stuff that happened in between. So is this simply a market that was that is regressing to its trend?
Well, it certainly is for now. And it looks like investors right now are tuning out the tariff talk, they're tuning out Middle East tensions, and they're focusing really on inflation and earnings. And that really is what markets overall should be looking at, not that the tariff. Tariffs could are another thing. But right now, it seems like no matter what happens with Trump, this rally continues because the actual earnings numbers are still solid. So, again, the markets could change their tune if we just get some bad earnings in the second quarter. I don't think that will happen. But if we get trade tensions getting significantly worse, which could happen, or if we get inflation kicking up again and the Fed hands are tied as far as rate reductions in the second half, which are expected, if those things happen, then you're going to see the market will react negatively. But right now, there really is no macroeconomic data that's telling us that things are coming off the rails. So, you know, it seems for now anyway, we're going to continue to hit all-time highs until we get some news that might derail the market.
Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital, author of the book Calculated Risk in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, opportunities for young adults and even older ones to learn about money and finance.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
So-called adulting classes are on the rise, teaching essential life and money skills that schools often skip but can save people thousands of dollars in the long run. Welcome in Sherry Greco Rikus, co-founder of Rappaport Rikus Capital Management, based in Chicago, author of the book Maximize Your Return on Life. Sherry, thank you for joining us today. And I feel like, Sherry, whenever you're on the program, that the Noon Business Hour is, in its own way, an adulting class of the radio, that we're here to provide all sorts of valuable life lessons to people.
Well, thank you, Rob. And this is music to my ears, adulting classes in finance. And, you know, the earlier that these concepts they learn and the earlier that they start saving and budgeting, and we'll talk about that, the better their future is going to be and the more peace of mind they will have from a financial point of view.
Now, there was a time in high school when this was referred to as home economics. And of course, there are lots of continuing education options. But this so-called adulting class is to give these time-honored educational opportunities a easily shareable social media name. But they are out there. And what are some of the classes that are available to you?
Yeah, so they're definitely out there. That, you know, obviously reading the Wall Street Journal or in Chicago, the Chicago Tribune or Sun Times. But, you know, community centers often offer these classes, local colleges. We're hoping the high schools offer them. I don't know about you, but I remember my finance class in high school was about writing checks, and we don't do that anymore. So there's also, you know, YouTube videos. We actually, a lot of financial firms, we have one on our capital.com. We have webinars for young adults, top 10 things you should know. And some employers offer training programs, so check with your employer. And again, a lot of the banks, financial institutions, if you go to their website, they offer webinars or training. So there's a lot of ways to get that education for free. But another big way is it starts at home. So you parents that are listening right now, you know, even with your young children, teaching them skills about budgeting, you know, you want to buy a TV, how do you go about the process, walking your kids through that. They watch you, they see what you're doing. If you're arguing about money, that may have an impact long term. So, you know, it all begins at home, and then there's a lot of outlets to get the education.
And this is a great time to have that discussion because I don't know about you, Sherry, but I've been to a couple of college graduation parties this month, and the discussion always turns to what's going to happen in a couple of weeks, because in both cases, the graduate has a job lined up, but it starts a couple of weeks down the road. You know, take some time off, relax after you took all those final exams and went through all the and circumstance. But this is a great time to have that discussion because you're going to get your first big girl or big boy paycheck, and you have to learn how to use that money responsibly. It can't all be beer money these days.
No, it can't. And, you know, if the listeners can leave with one piece of advice, and you and I talk about this a lot, is at an early age with your first paycheck, live within your means. That means spend less than the money you have coming in. You do that, you'll have peace of mind, you won't rack up debt, and not only live within your means, try to save something, whether it's from your 401k or putting money into an emergency fund. Live within your means and get in the habit of savings. You will not regret it, and you'll thank me in 30, 40 years if you do that.
Sherry Greco-Rikus, co-founder of Rappaport-Rikus Capital Management in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Check out her book, Maximize Your Return on Life. Join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday and still to come, our Monday Stock Picker.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Stock Picker Monday on the Noon Business Hour, and helping us out today is Matt Shapiro, president, MWS Capital in Chicago. Matt, thank you for joining us today. Two selections on this Stock Picker Monday. Several, you might say, that they're obscure names, Matt, that nobody's really heard of before, off the beaten path. So what's your first selection this Monday?
Well, these are two defensive names, which are now in this market that seems to have a little euphoria in it, kind of off the radar. Berkshire Hathaway, of course, down, was as high as $525 earlier in the year. Warren Buffett May 1st announced his, you know, obviously stepping aside, and investors have consistently, you know, sold the stock. It's come way down about 10%. And what people need to keep in mind is the tremendous cash pile, lots of stock investments, meaning the operating companies, which is, say, about half of the value, are somehow 10% less. Now, obviously, some synergies between all of this, but we think really a buying opportunity with the markets very high, back to all-time highs, to get into a premium defensive name.
And your next selection is a fast food chain, their first franchise location in Des Plaines. And Matt, this company, the brains behind it is a guy who sells milkshake machines. It'll never work.
Right. And it will never work, apparently, as an investment going forward in these, you know, in these cryptocurrency days. McDonald's, which we've talked about a long time, just a core stock, over 310, over 315. We've talked about it on the radio, maybe a little bit of a trim and a sale. Below 300, now 290, is as low as 285. Kind of a buy here. There were some downgrades on McDonald's because of the, you know, weight loss drugs and things like that, or soft consumer spending. But, you know, $5 meals, $6 deals, we don't really think that's going to be a big factor. So, again, a quality stock at the low end of the range with the markets high.
Now, very quickly on the Berkshire Hathaway selection, this gives you access to the Class B stock. Because if you're, does that also give you an invitation to the big soiree in Omaha, or is that only limited to the Class A shareholders of Berkshire Hathaway?
Berkshire B, you can send in a form as a holder showing that you own it in your brokerage statement and go to Omaha.
Matt Shapiro, president, MWS Capital in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Is two selections on this Stock Picker Monday: Berkshire Hathaway Inc., BRK-B, and McDonald's Corporation, MCD.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.